From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. Supreme Court enters the debate over the Bush administration's anti-terrorism policies. Today, the High Court agreed to decide whether foreigners being held prisoner at the military base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, may challenge in U.S. courts their indefinite detention. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Some 660 prisoners captured in Afghanistan and Pakistan during the Afghan War have been imprisoned at Guantanamo for more than a year and a half. The Bush administration has taken the position that they're not prisoners of war, but enemy combatants who may be held indefinitely without charge, without access to any court proceeding, and without access to family or lawyers. The president has authorized six of the detainees for trial by military commission, but to date, no military tribunal has taken place. In that setting, the families of two British prisoners, two Australians, and 12 Kuwaitis have brought suit in federal court challenging the imprisonment as a deprivation of basic rights. They lost unanimously in the lower courts, and the Bush administration urged the Supreme Court to stay out of the case. But today, the High Court flexed its judicial muscle, announcing it would consider the question of whether the courts have jurisdiction. George Mason law professor Michael O'Neill previously served as general counsel for the Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
I think the fact that the court took the case, given the fact that the government did not want the court to take the case, could be the Supreme Court at least sending a message to the White House and to the administration that it needs to look at these cases very carefully, that the courts are not simply going to sit idly by and not concern themselves with the possibility that there are problems with holding people essentially forever.
Indeed, the court's decision to take up the Guantanamo issue was something of a surprise, and to those who support the administration's position, an ill omen. Johns Hopkins law professor Ruth Wedgwood.
It's potentially, and the court will be cognizant of this, the intrusion of the judiciary into an area of law where they have very little experience, and people who believe in a strong account of presidential powers in wartime would say they have no right to be there.
As the Guantanamo case unfolds at the Supreme Court, the government will rely, as it did in the lower courts, on a World War II-era Supreme Court decision involving German intelligence agents captured overseas. The Germans were convicted of war crimes by a military tribunal and appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The court ruled it had no authority to intervene in cases involving enemy aliens held abroad. The lawyers for the Guantanamo prisoners contend their case is entirely different because the detainees have not been charged with any offense, have not had any kind of a trial, are not citizens of a country the U.S. is at war with, and are being held at a military base that, so the argument goes, is a de facto U.S. territory and thus subject to U.S. law and U.S. court rulings. In short, the lawyers argue that the detention scheme at Guantanamo is, quote, entirely outside the law. They're supported in briefs filed by former high-ranking military officers and prisoners of war, in addition to a brief filed by Fred Korematsu, whose name is attached to the Supreme Court's infamous decision upholding the Japanese internment. Georgetown law professor David Cole has written a book critical of the Guantanamo detention.
The government has asserted the authority to hold these people until there are no longer any terrorist organizations of global reach left in the world, which is an extraordinary assertion of authority.
Professor Wedgwood of Johns Hopkins counters that the war on terror requires that the prisoners stay where they are to keep them from returning to terrorism, and because they are able to serve as a check for intelligence information U.S. authorities obtain elsewhere.
The problem for the moment is that there really still are active, ongoing interviews of people to try to patch together the activities of Al-Qaeda. And it's not a one-time thing. Every time they learn a new particle, they go back and talk to the people they've already talked to again.
The Guantanamo case is the first of several war on terror cases still waiting in line for possible Supreme Court review. Later this winter, the court is expected to decide whether to review a lower court decision upholding the government's authority to hold indefinitely a U.S. citizen captured abroad. The citizen Yasser Hamdi was captured in Afghanistan, designated an enemy combatant, and has been held incommunicado since then in a military brig. Also on the docket is an appeal challenging the government's authority to keep secret the names of all the people detained in the aftermath of September 11th, including those who were subsequently released. And there is even a case testing a court ruling that sealed all records of the existence of a court challenge to one of those September 11th detentions. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.